Like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is April 3rd, 2019. The time is 2:39. We're scheduled to go till 4 p.m. today. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Mr. Cass, would you please lead us in a word of prayer today?
I am Tatsi Wakanda, Wakanda Ishinke, Diwa Wixi. They could say, aha, they, Kistoma, that's Wakanda, that Kediko, Okashenke, Nanze, Danje, Gako, Anika, Shika, Amoy, Bianco. They, Wajajinika, she, most important, Father, and I just ask you help us today as we go through this meeting and be with us and be with our Congress here, Father, and this committee. Continue to take care of our Osage people. My God, we give you all the glory for all the good in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Cass. Madam Clerk, I'd like the record to note that we have Board Member Julie Malone. What's your title, Mr. Cass?
Director of Facilities.
Mr. Bruce Cass. Help me again with your title. Executive Director, Ms. Pearson. We have Director of the Gaming Commission, Elizabeth Hembry. Hopefully I haven't missed anybody that's here with us today. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I looked them over already. Motion to report, or motion to approve the minutes from April 1. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I do have one change.
Okay, nobody seconded it, so you can...
Page 2, the time that we adjourned the meeting needs to be changed to p.m.
Okay, got it.
We're in big trouble if we adjourn at 2:42 a.m. And that was the only change, sorry. So motion to approve as amended.
Second.
The motion and a second by Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Minutes from April 1st.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Two abstentions, one from Congresswoman Pratt and Congressman Tillman. The minutes from April 1st are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of an appointee. Today on our table we have the appointment of Mr. Mark Goad to Osage LLC as a board member to complete Ms. Stuckey's remaining term, which ends September 2020. You have his credentials in front of you and his questionnaire that we submit. I'd like to open the floor to discussion on this consideration. Probably on one of these journals. Let's see, there's one here on the middle of the table. I believe Culture reported some out.
Give the language to report this nominee out. Oh, okay, I move.
I move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Mark Goad to the Osage LLC, appointment of Mark Goad to the Osage LLC for a term of...
It's a remaining term.
Oh, it's a remaining term. As a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
The motion and a second by Congressman Tillman. Is there any discussion to the motion? Congresswoman Pratt.
I would actually like to look over this packet a little more. I didn't realize, was that just a minute on the agenda? I didn't know if it was on the agenda for today. So I would like for us to kind of maybe, or at least give me a minute to look over this packet a little further and have maybe some discussion if anyone has any. I don't know if they do, but I'm just recalling the comments made by Mr. Goad in the previous Commerce Committee meeting. And
I'll withdraw my motion. And then do you want to put that on another agenda so that we can make good use of the time with the gaming people that are here?
I'd entertain a motion to that effect if you want to postpone to the call of the chair.
Oh, okay. Well, I withdraw my motion and then... and then I ask that the chair will put it on a future agenda.
You could just move to...
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, we're in discussion on the motion, which was to postpone to the call of the chair.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, that's fine. I wasn't sure what we were withdrawing and moving to do. So I just wanted us to maybe have a little more discussion and possibly even invite him to discuss. Because if we were to do this right now, then we would be reporting him out right now. And the possibility of him not even being able to make it here on the day of confirmation. So I'm just saying he stated himself that he didn't have particular experience, business experience at all. And then the board stated that he had common sense, and that's good. But but I just
I'm willing to do whatever the committee wants to do. So if you'll put that in the form of a motion to request his presence, and if that's what the committee wants, that passes, then I'll do so.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. I just wanted a little more time to look over this and maybe reach out to him if I can. So everybody's all right with that.
Okay, so postpone to the call of the chair.
Sure.
At one point, I thought you said you might want his presence here. So is that a requirement that...
It's not, and I just mentioned it. If no one else feels that way, that, like I said, I would reach out to him on the side.
Okay.
But if anyone else wants to, because we just briefly heard from him that day, maybe just like that. I think that was the only statement that was made.
Right.
Actually.
Okay. So the motion is to postpone to the call of the chair. All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay. We will postpone that consideration of that nominee. Appointee to a later agenda in this session, and we'll move on our agenda items. Next agenda item is number 6, consideration of ONCA 1908, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act at 15 ONC section 2403A by amending the definition of governmental agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman's a sponsor, and you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In my discussions, this ONCA 1908 is directed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC. My conversations with them and the board is a frustration that they share being able to bid on construction projects and having to use our procurement office to accomplish what they need. And it's just a start. I know there's nothing's going to be passed out today. I know that there are other members of Congress that are also working towards getting this accomplished for their needs and what they have. And I've been working with Trey Gill, our legal analyst, to be able to see if there's a solution, if we can do anything. I know gaming has some issues with it. Blue Stem LL Branch has some issues with it. And so it's just a start. And if you remember, the board was here, Teresa Mead and Jim Perrier were here, and it all started over being able to bid or construct a fire barn for their equipment. And they feel they made an act that went ahead, and that issue is done because the board has passed it, but they passed it out of frustration. But ultimately, we ended up paying roughly $60,000 more for it than if we would have had some a process for them to be able to purchase or do the bidding themselves. And so, having said that, they made it clear that, you know, they spent $60,000 extra of the people's money, and we could have avoided that with different processes in place. So that's kind of where we are right now, and going to continue to work with other members of Congress and our legal analysts to see if there's a solution that we can get to.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Is there any more discussion to this bill? So you don't really want to pull it out and examine it any more closely right now?
Not yet, because I know there's some other work from some other members that are doing some things, possibly in the form of a committee substitute, and the members of the ranch would probably like to be here as well.
So, okay.
But it's just early, so just something to look at. I know nothing's going to move fast with this, because there's lots of laws that we're having to look at to accompany this. So just to start trying to move in it. Direction for them.
Okay, thank you. I would like to direct your attention to your packet. Speaker Walker made a request for documents at our last Commerce meeting that we were visiting with Blue Stem Ranch. The documents surrounding the RFP process for the Blue Stem's fire barn. I'm not ready to discuss this, but quite possibly it will accompany more discussion on this issue about the Competitive Bidding Act. I just want to let you know you had them. I hope not to have to copy this big packet again, so tuck them away. So I guess we're going to move on. Is everybody okay with moving on? Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1920. An act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act of 15 ONC Section 2-403A by amending the definition of governmental agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Pratt is the sponsor of that legislation, and you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Well, this bill looks like the one in front of it. I had heard that the, I believe the Osage LLC might be requesting to come out when speaking with the Gaming Enterprise Board and Gaming Enterprise executives. And I think that was in at one time, and I wasn't comfortable with that and without further discussion, but I have, this discussion regarding gaming has gone on for years, and the issues with the Competitive Bidding Act. So I met with the gaming executives and as well as the Gaming Commission director, is that right, Elizabeth Hembry, and to discuss, like Congressman Tillman said, there are issues. It might be a stretch to say across the board, across the entire nation, having issues with the Competitive Bidding Act. I've been in communication and unfortunately haven't had that set down with, but I have requested with the treasurer and the controller. I'm trying to think of everybody's titles. Controller and then Tammy Leeper. And I know we always just call her Tammy Leeper, and we're like procurement officer. Okay. So I would like to continue those discussions regarding the rest of the act, regarding issues throughout the nation with other programs, et cetera, because I don't know exactly what the problem is, but I think that Ms. Lieber could probably enlighten us to issues that she sees maybe across the board with other programs. I know that Congresswoman Stabler has thoughts and ideas from what she experienced at the clinic. And so I think that there could be some work on that side. But for this right here, discussion is for the Gaming Enterprise Board and Osage Casinos in particular. And that's been a battle for the last few years. So I met with the commission and the executives to discuss how this would work if they were to be removed. And you have a packet stamped confidential, and that's the Osage Casinos internal control standards. There's red line version. My immediate thought in moving forward with this and kind of coming to this point where they're actually removed, my first thought was to reach out to the former TDLA director, Bruce Cass. And so it's my understanding that instead of me and Bruce getting together, the director, Kim Pearson, has met with Mr. Cass, and he's been instrumental in assisting with this process, which he's also very familiar with the Competitive Bidding Act for several years now. So basically, they would follow their internal controls. And then a question came up from a member of Congress, and I agree. And I'm sorry, I need to email it to Dana so that we can pull it up. Just a specific highlighted portion by Ms. Hembry about, because if that was to happen, then where would they fall under a penalty in the law? Or how would they be penalized for not following their own internal bidding process? And so I do have a particular highlighted piece from Ms. Hembry, and I will have to give that because I spoke with our legal counsel regarding that, and he reached out to Ms. Hembry to get a response on that. So that's what I have, and I think beyond that, for the intimate details of it, then Ms. Kim Pearson can, and Mr. Cass. I'm having trouble with everybody's names right now. I know everybody, but and Ms. Hembry would be very instrumental in answering those specific questions that members may have.
Okay. Would you like for them to join us at the table?
If you guys are ready for that, then yes, I would like to invite them for discussion, if anyone has any discussion.
Mr. Cass and Ms. Pearson and Ms. Hembry, would you please join us at the table? And Ms. Malone?
One, two, three.
The clerk will move back to the chair behind the screen, so we can have room.
Here's two chairs, one on each side of, one on each side of me. Bruce, come on.
Welcome to the table. Ms. Pearson? We're glad you're here, and if it's okay with you, I'll let you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say one more thing before the, okay. And yes. She's going to explain that further, but the, basically, because then one thought that I had that at some point, if we get to that point, then the changes, the particular changes that they've made was to at least amend them in the Competitive Bidding Act as it sits right now. But they definitely need some leeway in this. So, okay, thank you.
I'm going to defer to Julie for just a moment.
We have a new sound system, and you definitely have to speak into the microphone for the guests that are listening online to hear us. Even sitting this far away from
am
it,
I on?
They can't hear you.
Like,
you're
no, closer.
You're perpetually on.
Closer,
you have to get close.
Closer, okay. Julie.
And thank you for having us here today. I'm Julie Malone. I'm on the board for the gaming enterprise. And we're asking you for some help to maximize the business that we are trusted to run. Our sole purpose is to make more money for the nation. And we think in long time horizons, so sustainable revenues are important to us. We are encumbered by this act, costing us money, costing us problems. Some of you have been to our meetings and heard real life situations, which Kimberly can go into better, but we're asking for your help. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Malone. Ms. Pearson.
Thank you for having us today. What the gaming enterprise is requesting with this bill is that we be exempted from the nation's competitive bidding law. However, Bruce Cass and Ms. Elizabeth Hembry and I have worked to take the competitive bidding law and convert it into what we know are six, our internal controls. There were a couple of changes made within that document that fit gaming a little bit better. Some of the problems that we run into is the competitive bidding law was built truly for entities that work directly with the nation. It gives the treasurer, it gives Osage Nation procurement, it runs through TDLA, it requires that everything come to Pawhuska. There is no sole source justification. There is also no consideration for if you have a, I'm going to use a piece of machinery that is specific. So for us with our new Tulsa property, we have, as you guys know, very expensive equipment that is, can only be one thing. So we could go out and bid it, but at the end of the day, we wasted time and money because the only part we can use is this piece. So what we are looking to do is, because gaming runs separate in terms of our financials, our reporting, and everything, is have a process where we are following the spirit of the law, but it runs on our side. It doesn't take away from TDLA. It doesn't take away from Ms. Leeper and procurement. Even the emergency clauses, which we have run into three times, I believe, this year alone, require us to stop everything, go to the Gaming Commission, prove our point, and then ultimately that has to go to the chief to sign off on. And there have been times, the last one we lucked out, everybody happened to be here at the right time and we were able to get that done quickly. But if we were in a situation where people were gone, were not here, it has the potential to put gaming at risk. One of our air conditioning units went down. And thank goodness it happened in winter, but had that happened in the heat of summer, it had the ability to, you know, detriment the gaming. So that is what we are looking. And as I stated, Bruce Cass, working for TDLA for many years, has been instrumental in helping with competitive bid. And so he sat down and helped us draft everything and gave lots of insight to how the law worked and why the law worked. So we are here just to answer any questions that you have. As I stated, what has been checked into you is our version of what we took of the competitive bidding law and just any changes. The red lines are what the Gaming Commission's attorneys had questions on.
Thank you, Ms. Pearson. Congresswoman Stabler.
This is Osage Casino's Competitive Bidding Act on the document that you gave us. So are you proposing this as a substitute? What is this information? Just under your standards?
That's correct. As the regulators, we do tribal internal controls. We're the primary regulatory body for Osage Casinos and for the enterprise. And as their primary controller, we make them develop six, which is our system of internal controls for anything they have. They have hundreds of them that apply to all different entities of the enterprise. So those are reviewed by our attorneys, and they determine whether or not they will be able to pass them through the commissioners or whatever. The commissioners review, our attorneys review, and we have committees, and I review. And then once those things are, once they're reviewed by virtually everybody in the world, then we put them, they bring them to the commissioners, and they either pass them or do not pass them based on the information of what, but this actual six would never come to our commissioners until Congress had allowed them to be able to be out from underneath the Competitive Bid Act of the nation.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So, in this, I don't see, and I'm not, I don't know all of the standards for the operation, but I see no punitive action if somebody does something wrong. So how does that work?
They do not have anything provided in there, and ticks would be developed, which are more stringent than the six, and those are developed by the Gaming Commission. And those could be put in there, and they would come into play there. We don't necessarily go, the six don't govern the Gaming Commission. They govern the enterprise. So the regulatory body would then look at what has occurred, if there was a violation, and the violation would be written up in the form of a finding, and then the Gaming Commissioners would determine what sort of action, if any, would be taking against the licensee. All of myself and all of these people are licensees of the Gaming Commission. They have a license from the Osage Nation Gaming Commission, and their license could be at stake if they did some wrongdoing. For instance, I got with Attorney Gill, and he asked for some of the history on what we have done. And over the last 5 years, we've had several people commit violations that were that caused their license to come into review. And so, for instance, we did have some people that were terminated, and their license, we went to a licensing hearing, and we have adjudicatory hearings there, and some of them were fined in excess of $25,000, and some of them lost their licenses, and if you lose your gaming license, you just lose it with Osage Nation, you lose it with all Indian Gaming, Nevada, anywhere you would work in gaming, you cannot no longer work there, because all of our gaming licensees, they run through very stringent background checks. They go fingerprints through the FBI, and they go through the NIGC, which determines whether or not they concur with our licensing action or not. And then once they lose that, everybody refers to the NIGC to try to get a license, and if they've been revoked, they are no longer allowed a license.
Continue.
Can you tell us what the process is to change a standard?
A six, which is what you have in front of you, a system of internal control standards. They must submit them to our six committee, and we submit them on to our attorneys, and they make a request for a change. Once it has gone through the process of a review through all of these different individuals, then they determine whether or not that standard can be changed or not, based on if it conflicts with Osage law, if it conflicts with IGRA, if it conflicts with any NIGC regulation, then that six will not be changed. If there is no conflict and there is no there's no law or anything that would prohibit it, and there's no reason in a compliant view to change, then they can go ahead and we can go ahead and approve that standard to be changed.
Can someone tell me on this side, is there ever a time when we review or approve standards?
They're all
internal controls.
Right.
Okay. I think that's all my questions for the moment.
Congresswoman Goodfox, did you want to be recognized?
No, she answered everything that I would have. I mean, I was just going to let Congresswoman Stabler know that if anyone broke the law, they would be subject to a hearing, and they could lose their gaming license and never work in gaming anywhere again. That's a pretty stiff punishment.
I could add one thing. We do also issue subpoenas, and we do take people to tribal court if it would ever come to that. We haven't done that in the last 5 years, but we do have the ability to issue subpoenas and to go ahead and file suit in tribal court.
And that would be in violation of six?
In violation.
A policy?
In violation of any type of violation that would be serious enough to warrant something like that.
Okay. Any more questions?
I've emailed to Dana the section, and I believe she might be preparing that right now.
And what is that?
In the, right here that Ms. Embry is speaking about is authorized to adopt and enforce rules and regulations, and number one, issue and revoke licenses for the conduct of all gaming authorized under the Osage gaming law or any other license related to gaming. Well, that's what's currently. Collect fees and payments established by this part or by regulation, issue and revoke licenses given pursuant to this. Investigate violations of this part, file complaints under this part, issue subpoenas, and request search warrants upon proper allegations of violations. With the aid of the nation's prosecutor, request arrest warrants for violation.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, my consideration at this point is I just got this document. And so I would like to ask for a postponement to a future meeting to make a decision on it at the call of the chair.
Okay. Are we ready? I'd like to make a couple of comments, unless you're ready to, because I believe this is our last agenda item. And so as Congresswoman Pratt has pointed out, we've been long aware that the Competitive Bidding Act is restrictive to huge building projects like you have to perform there at the casinos for us. I support making the process better. Previous to the law being changed into its current form, there was provisions in the law that would allow the treasurer to appoint a procurement officer to act in the stead of the procurement officer named here at the nation. And that's when Ponca and Skytook were built, that's what happened. The bidding went out of the central offices. Now, the limit, I believe, was still $50,000 for bids. I also support the upward movement of the limit. I support what you need to look at on sole source and an emergency. At this point, because let me back up. One example about the six that I, because I've been thinking about this. One example of the six is they're the enterprises, policy and procedures they submit, or mainly procedures that they submit to the Gaming Commission for approval. As Ms. Embry told us, they look at them and they hold them up against federal law, TICs, tribal internal controls possibly, and they would also hold them up to the standard of Osage law. Well, as the law is currently drafted, that's no standard. There's no standard of review for that because they're totally exempt from the Competitive Bidding Act. So I trust all of our executive management that we have in place currently. I think we have a great board that's active. I think we have a great gaming commission. I think all of the players here at the table are really comfortable with each other's performance. But in the future, 10 years from now, should we not have people that we know? We've had bad players in our executive management team before. All it would take was them to say, we want to lift the threshold to competitive bids to $1 million. If we don't have anything in Osage law, if they're totally exempt from that, as hypothetical as it is, it's still doable. There's no underpinning in Osage law for the competitive bidding process if they're totally exempt. I support trying to make our competitive, I support making our competitive bidding law work for the enterprise. At this point, I think we need to look at that. That's just my opinion. I realize that the system internal controls that they're turning in are what they need. There might be a way to skid over and say, okay, you're exempt from this, but now we have the Osage casino competitive bidding law. I would like to explore these options. We're here to protect our resources. We're here to best aid them in their performance for earning money for the nation. And I think we need to do the work that we need to do to make the law work for everyone. But I have some reservations about just saying there's no law underpinning or dictating this at this point. So I'm like Congresswoman Stabler. I have read through these six, not exhaustively, but quickly. What I have done in the past 2 days is pulled out the Competitive Bidding Act and been kind of chunking away at places that I see that it can help you. So I'm dedicated to doing that. I don't know how the sponsor feels. I'd like to get with a sponsor. I've briefly talked to Congressman Tillman because I think they're both trying to do the same thing for our enterprises to be able to let them move more agilely as a business for competitive bidding. So I think that we need to have more conversations about this and see what we can come up with that works for everyone. So any more discussion? Congresswoman Goodfox.
I don't know when our next meeting is, but we're coming to the 2-week mark. So I would like to see this on, it's on the 8th. I would like to see these items on the next agenda.
We have the water presentation on the 8th, and the Attorney General's response to me when I put it on there, she didn't know if I had blocked out enough time for that presentation. So,
okay, do you have a meeting after that?
Wednesday.
Scheduled?
I think I'm on, what is today? Say Tuesday?
You have Wednesday the 10th at?
Right.
2:30? You have your agenda lined up for. Okay, I'll just get to the point of what
we just have.
I see is that I, with 2 weeks left in this session, basically a little over 2 weeks, I want to see these items back on the agenda and for us to discuss more and either I want to see these go to the floor, up or down. I don't want them to get stalled out in committee and stay here for this session. That's what I don't want to see that happen. So I'm fine with waiting another week and then putting them on the agenda. That gives us time to look through and form maybe our questions for the sponsor. And then if there are any questions for gaming, the Gaming Commission or the casino, we could either work with them directly or work with the sponsor to get those answers that we need so that when we come back to the next meeting, not the next one, but the next one on the 10th, then we can try to get through the work.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Just wanted to respond that this is not a stall to stall the bill, but need more than 5 minutes.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... I agree.
I don't want to see these things die or stay in committee for the entire session.
I don't think that's the intention. I think we just have 5 bills, maybe 6 in this committee. And I believe that although they are pretty comprehensive, I'm dedicated to work on them and get them out of here, just as I am every piece of legislation that's on any committee table. So, yes, I will put them back on. Congresswoman Pratt.
Yeah, so by all means, like, I'm everybody explore away, because I mean, I'm just, because my, I mean, I get it, there's more work, and that's why I was saying I'm going to be meeting, hoping it happens tomorrow. We've not been able to get that time together. There's another chance that we're meeting tomorrow. So, because it's all, there's a lot there, and here we are, and I mean, I get their frustration. We've all seen it for years now. And so, I don't know, maybe I'm just frustrated with them as other people are, like, because now the board wants out, the Osage LLC wants out. Everybody's wanting out. Programs can't get out unless we fix that for them. So I'm okay with everybody exploring and dedicated to doing that and trying to make it better, because then my preference would be, and that's what I had in my mind, is to, at the very least, try to implement these changes, and if they stay in, then just make them mirror this, because I'm all for that, raising that $50,000 limit. It should have been changed long, long ago, and I know that it's frustrating, so probably, sorry guys, but maybe the answer isn't just pull everyone out, or maybe it is in the end, but it's just, it's not working, and so that's why I'm saying, even the programs are completely frustrated, like, I feel bad that it lies on those people's shoulders and that work in that office, because the same thing happened to Bruce when he was up here. Every time we turned around, I was like, well, Bruce's office will handle that. But I mean, they were swamped. Everything was, you know, going into Bruce's office, and maybe that's why Bruce left. I don't know. So, here he is, gets to work with this again. So that's comforting to me. let's send him over there, and you can't run from this, Bruce. But that's comforting, you know, at the same time that Bruce is involved in this, and he's very knowledgeable regarding this process. So I said, it's jacked, and I just, I get it. So by all means, everyone explore. I apologize for not getting that document sooner so that everyone could explore prior to this. But I just, if you have additional questions for these individuals while they're here, then I would just like for that to happen now, because possibly you may not have to come back the next time. So that's all I would request. If not, then basically this is what they're going to say, is that it's in this document.
Okay. I do have a question. So hypothetically, if a law would be fashioned that you guys could work, or the Competitive Bidding Act amended, or we skid and have another law that applies to enterprises, would you still have system internal controls? Would you still turn in six on that to the Gaming Commission if there was a law that dictated it, guided it?
If there is Osage law that dictates what the procedure is, then they could turn in a six, or they could just follow the law. They don't necessarily have to have a six if they're following the law. I mean,
because I don't think the law needs to be as exhaustive as this. But the six.
Well, actually, that six is exactly your law.
Well, I guess you can say my law, can't you? Uh-huh, okay.
But typically, no. When we have had, so as it stands today, we follow under the competitive bidding law. We do not have any six. We follow the law.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And as to Competitive Bidding Act around the nation, I think what we have is two pieces of legislation on our table in this committee that directly addresses enterprises. So I think that for me as the chair, that's my focus right now. If somebody wants to file a bill that covers other things, they have that right and obligation, but I'm looking at enterprise competitive bidding.
Right. I mean, I agree. Yeah. I know that's what Congressman Tillman is doing with this, because then my question would be, well, what guides the board and their, it's the same question. It's going to be the same thing, you know, but I'm saying right here, we see what the guiding force is, what penalties for violation could possibly be. So we have a start, and I just well, I don't need to drive that home. I think we know that it's a work, but I would try to work outside of that because I feel bad for the nation because we have somebody could have brought one, could have added the Osage LLC, and everybody gets creeped out. We're getting creeped out, and I get it, you know, saying like, okay, well, they went out that way, so what directs them? But at the same time, then the programs are having issues too, so I'm going to try to work on that, but I agree that I'm at the very least, I want to represent the casino, the enterprise on this portion, so.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any more discussion? Seeing none. Miss Malone, please, yes.
Our casino runs a very good business and we provide a whole lot of money to the nation and we'd like to provide more. So every time we lose money in a process, it's frustrating because that's money we could have paid our debt down or distributed to the nation. So there is some urgency to our request to let's act, I'm with you on that, as soon as we can, hopefully within this session.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's. We want to continue being successful, and it's so frustrating when it's costing us money that, you know, part of making money is to watch your expenses.
True.
And time is money, and the timeline on the Competitive Bidding Act for us just doesn't work. So appreciate your attention to this.
Thank you.
Adjourn.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we're adjourned. I was waiting. You threw me off. I thought we were going to postpone to the call of the chair, but we're fine.
When she was talking, when we were talking about.
All right. Thank you, guys.